That reminds me of a case where we treated someone with carbotaxol as a sixth-line agent because she'd had it in the way distant past and had a litany of agents afterwards and actually responded. And so it's a little different situation when you have immediately failed a drug and then having to give them something afterwards. Sort of how when Dr. Siegel was presenting his case, would you consider the Tarceva, to continue the Tarceva on that patient? I would do it in certain cases depending on how the disease is progressing. If all the nodules were growing in that case, perhaps, then the Tarceva clearly has stopped working. But I had a patient who had lung disease. It was controlled with an EGFR TKI, and then the new disease popped up in the liver. So clearly the tyrosine kinase inhibitor was doing its job in the lung, and then a new sort of subset of disease evolved from that and has come into the liver. So I added chemotherapy in that setting, and she had stable disease afterwards. So I think there's always roles that we're changing sort of the landscape of lung cancer as the therapies go, and that you could eventually retreat with some of these agents.
And Roy, it's always hard to tell whether you're looking at biology or the effect of treatment. You see a case like this that kind of looks like what we see in breast cancer. We're seeing more cases like that, I think, in colon cancer now as we have more effective agents. Do you think we're getting close to the point where we'll have enough agents in non-small cell that we can convert patients into this more chronic disease model?
Well, that's the hope. It gets to the whole argument recently of stem cells, and you know, there's the thought that, you know, when you treat a tumor, you know, you might get 90-95% of the cells, but you leave those more pluripotent cells in a tumor that are capable of regenerating the whole tumor. And I think the sense is that tumors are quite heterogeneous, and even if we do treat a tumor and we do have effective agents, resistance, of course, is going to develop even to some of these new targeted therapies. But we are making lung cancer, hopefully, into a chronic disease in some cases. And to do that, I think that the chemotherapeutics we use should be those that are easiest to give and least toxic, because if the patient's going to go on for longer, we want them to do that with fewer side effects. And we do need to be creative, and until we know exactly who responds to what and why, which needs to be a driving force in all that we do, we're going to need to continue to progressively treat with different regimens and hopefully, you know, different combinations as we're doing. And the thing that's nice in 2006 is that we have so many different combinations, and many of them, or most of them, reasonably well tolerated. So I like his analogy. It is looking more like the treatment in advanced breast cancer.